in 1649 to St. George's Hill. A ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole, so it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws to serve them well. A clergy dazzle as we're heaven, honey, damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of great who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no sort. We will not bow to masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. Ye diggers all, stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim. Tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, only the vision lingers on. Ye poor take courage, ye rich take care. The earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the order came to cut them down.
And that was Dick Goin singing The World Turned Upside Down. Welcome to another special episode of Polyrical Presents Songs of Note. Another of the occasional special episodes of Polyrical Podcast where we focus on a single song. As always, if you want to make a recommendation or send me a message, head over to polyrical.com. You find a link there to send an email. You also find a link there to recommend a song, a topic, or an artist for a future episode, and a link to make a donation to keep this podcast free and independent. So as you heard, getting us started, the song for this episode is The World Turned Upside Down. The World Turned Upside Down is a song about the diggers. Who were the diggers, you might ask? The diggers called themselves true levelers. They were the most radical of the sects that arose in the aftermath of the civil wars in England. Whereas other groups sought political reform or religious freedom, the true levelers called for a fundamental restructuring of land ownership. The overthrow of the monarchy in the Declaration of a Free Commonwealth in 1649 was seen as a first step towards the abolition of private property rights in favor of the communal ownership of land. Regarding the earth as a common treasury, the true levelers took direct action to put their ideals into practice. Communities were established in various parts of southern and central England to cultivate waste and common land in the hope that this would begin the process of restoring the land to its rightful owners, the common people, rather than the king, nobility, and gentry who had usurped it. During the late 1640s, the privations of the civil wars were exacerbated by a series of bad harvests, which led to widespread unemployment and hunger. Disorder was reported around the country as poor people seized corn, tore down enclosures, and threatened landowners. Discontent spread in the army, culminating in the Leveller Mutinies of 1649. It was against this volatile background that the true Leveller movement emerged. Although the movement was associated with the political or constitutional Levellers, John Lilburn and other spokesmen vehemently denied any connection. The leveler leaders were attempting to negotiate political reform within the existing social order and firmly rejected true leveler notions of equality of wealth or the abolition of property rights. However, more radical voices within the movement spoke up for the poor, whom Lilburn and the constitutional levelers would have disenfranchised. December 1648, a pamphlet called Light Shining in Buckinghamshire was published by a group of levelers that was active in anti-enclosure riots in the country from 1647 to 1648. Citing scriptural authority, they called for the overthrow of the nobility and the equalization of wealth. A sequel, More Light Shining in Buckinghamshire, in March 1649, appealed to the New Model Army for support. Similar ideas were arising spontaneously around the country. During 1649 to 1650, a number of digger communities occupied waste and common land, which they attempted to cultivate on a communal basis. And the song, The World Turned Upside Down, we heard Dick Goins' version of it at the start of the episode. This song was written by Leon Rosselson. Rosselson wrote this song in 1975 and initially sung and released it with Roy Bailey. On the amazing 72-track compilation album that also is called The World Turned Upside Down, which is a compilation of Leon Rosselson songs, there's this amazing extended version of The World Turned Upside Down. This is called The World Turned Upside Down, Parts 1 and 2.
The man who'd worked assembling Rolls-Royce silver shadows all his life took the rush hour bus to work and back, one clocking off time in a dream. He took the rolls he'd helped to make and drove around in style that night. A foolish trick, the big boss said, I buy your work, you buy your bread. I pay you well to work for me, so take your hands off my property. 3 months inside was more than he expected. Society, the judge declared, must be protected. We wandered out to find the spring. The sun was hot, the air was free in the green and pleasant countryside. Across the moors we walked and talked and climbed the hills and felt the wind, and all the world lay at our feet. Clear off, the Duke said testily, these lands were given my family for special favours to the King. In short, my friends, you're trespassing. You'll frighten the grouse, next time I'll prosecute you. Our magistrates like shooting grouse, they ought to shoot you. The old man looked the worse for wear, moved on again. He walked the streets with a bottle of wine to keep him warm. The house he broke into had long been empty, smelt to him of home, and like a child he fell asleep. His house is ours, the churchmen cried, you have no right to be inside. We'll sell it dear, we bought it cheap, as you sow, so shall you reap. It said to him, who hath more shall be given. He who hath not will get his due reward in heaven.
In 1649, to St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs.
We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the lands in common and to make the waste grounds grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor folks starve. We work, we eat together, we need no source. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. Till we are free, though we are poor, you dig us all, stand up for glory, stand up now. From the men of property the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down.
We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down.
And here's an excerpt from a pamphlet published in the year 1649. This pamphlet is titled A Declaration from the Poor Oppressed People of England, directed to all that call themselves or are called Lords of Manors through this nation, that have begun to cut, or that through fear and covetousness do intend to cut down the woods and trees that grow upon the commons and waste land. We whose names are subscribed do, in the name of all the poor oppressed people in England, declare unto you that call yourselves lords of manors and lords of the land, that in regard of the King of Righteousness, our Maker, hath enlightened our hearts so far as to see that the earth was not made purposely for you to be lords of it, and we to be your slaves, servants, and beggars. But it was made to be a common livelihood to all, without respect of persons, and that your buying and selling of land and the fruits of it, one to another, is the cursed thing, and was brought in by war, which hath and still does establish murder and theft in the hands of some branches of mankind over others, which is the greatest outward burden and unrighteous power that the creation groans under. For the power of enclosing land and owning property was brought into the creation by your ancestors by the sword, which first did murder their fellow creatures, men, and after plunder or steal away their land, and left this land successively to you, their children. And therefore, though you did not kill or thieve, yet you hold that cursed thing in your hand by the power of the sword, and so you justify the wicked deeds of your fathers, and that sin of your fathers shall be visited upon the head of you and your children, to the third and fourth generation, and longer too, till your bloody and thieving power be rooted out of the land. And further, in regard, the King of Righteousness hath made us sensible of our burdens, and the cries and groanings of our hearts are come before him. We take it as a testimony of love from him, that our hearts begin to be freed from slavish fear of men such as you are, and that we find resolutions in us grounded upon the inward law of love one towards another, to dig and plow up the commons and wastelands through England, and that our conversation shall be so unblameable that your laws shall not reach to oppress us any longer, unless by your laws we'll shed the innocent blood that runs in our veins. For though you and your ancestors got your property by murder and theft, and you keep it by the same power from us that have an equal right to the land with you, by the righteous law of creation, yet we shall have no occasion of quarreling, as you do, about that disturbing devil called particular property. For the earth, with all her fruits of corn, cattle, and such like, was made to be a common storehouse of livelihood to all mankind, friend and foe, without exception. And to prevent your scrupulous objections, know this, that we must neither buy nor sell. Money must not any longer, after our work of the earth's community is advanced, be the great god that hedges in some and hedges out others. For money is but part of the earth, and surely the righteous creator who is king did never ordain that unless some of mankind do bring that mineral, silver and gold, in their hands to others of their own kind, that they should neither be fed nor be clothed. No, surely, for this was the project of tyrant flesh, which landlords are branches of, to set his image upon money. And they make this unrighteous law that none should buy or sell, eat or be clothed, or have any comfortable livelihood among men, unless they did bring his image stamped upon gold or silver in their hands. It's the beginning of one of the treaties of the diggers that are sung about in this song. And it is one of the historical foundations of anti-capitalism and anti-capitalist thought and anarchist thought. In this, the diggers call out the violence that is necessary for systems in which some people own property, own wealth, and that allows them to fulfill their needs to live and survive, while other people have less or have none, have no ownership or have less ownership, so thereby struggle under the systems, the feudal systems, and now the capitalist systems in order to survive. And that in all of those systems, historically and today, in which these great diversities of wealth were built and maintained, violence maintain those systems. Violence maintained feudalism. And I think that all of us understand what that means when we say that. And today, violence maintains capitalism. And I think that's a little bit harder for us to grasp because the modern media and education and entertainment systems conspire to convince us, to propagandize us to the point where we disconnect the violence from capitalism. We don't see the violent enforcement of property and property rights in the modern day as a fundamental part of capitalism that maintains capitalism, that maintains inequality. We've been taught not to connect events in this way. When a 21-year-old pregnant woman is murdered by the police in Ohio because she is suspected of stealing alcohol from a store, we have been taught all kinds of propaganda to disconnect those things, to not understand that the police are there to enforce property rights to the level of they will murder you if you have violated someone else's property rights and you refuse to obey them. It's the same kind of violence that the diggers were fighting against in a different manner, in a different time, back in 1649. I learned about this song from Billy Bragg, who does a cover of this song. Billy Bragg's original cover of this song, I think he released in 1985, which is probably where I first heard this song, and then later heard the song we started the episode with from Dick Goin before I heard the Leon Russellson version at all. And that will just about wrap up this episode of Polyrical Presents Songs of Note. You can follow Polyrical at Polyrical on Collectiva.social, and for as long as it lasts, you can still find Polyrical on the site formerly known as Twitter, and you'll find all of our back episodes at Polyrical.com, and you can listen to this and all my podcasts playing 24/7 at MovingTrainRadio.com. And here is Billy Bragg with a live version of World Turned Upside Down. This is off the album iTunes Live, London Sessions. Thanks for listening.
What the heck, mate? It's a bit exciting, isn't it? To St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said to Diggers South. We come to work the land in common and to make the waste ground grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it should be from the treasury. A sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they demand. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They made the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us in heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor folks starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. Still we are free, though we are poor. You pick us all, stand up for glory. Stand up now, stand up now, stand up now. Men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim. Tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still division lingers on. Hey, you poor, take courage, you rich, take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. The orders came to cut them down.